This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Hi, and welcome to the next Robservation. For decades now, we've been told how important employee engagement is. Companies do surveys and they do corrective actions if the survey says it's too low. They give refreshers on how employees should engage. It goes on and on. Heck, I've even seen companies coach their employees on how to answer the engagement survey. What I want to talk about today is leader engagement. More specifically, how leaders engage to ensure that there is a shared vision and values set amongst the leadership and the workforce. My observation is that many companies ask their leaders to go out and observe work and to coach on that work on what they see. But they spend very little time ensuring that the backbone of organizations, the culture, mission, vision, values and norms are known and understood by both leadership and the workforce. As you may remember, I'm an ex-operator, so I tend to approach things from an operator's perspective. I'm not saying that leaders shouldn't spend field time observing and coaching, but let's face it, when you were watching me, I was paying attention to not getting caught doing the things that you were watching for me to do that you would potentially coach me on. It was distractive. It wasn't true to how I perform when you're not standing there. And frankly, conflict alert, I took a lot of what you said with a grain of salt. Since you either have never done my job, certainly have never done this task, or it may have been a long time. My belief that you are actually adding value to me, my crew, or the organization is really pretty low. I tried to remember this when I got into a position of leadership. Organizations spend far too little time preparing leaders to perform and document effective values-based engagements. Leaders can go out and watch work and perform method-based observations, and they should, but they also need to understand the limitations on these observations and understand the validity of the data gathered and how that data might be used or misused. A leadership team may need to watch hundreds of tasks before they can find a mission, vision, value, or goal mismatch that is actionable by the organization. They may go out and watch method, collect the data, look at the data, analyze the data. It could be months. An organization may be able to find and fix values mismatches that could lead to performance challenges in a fraction of the time using values-based engagements. Values-based engagements are conversations, not observations. They're intended to both collect the workforce thoughts and ideas on missions, visions, values, and goals, and to give the leader's perspective on these things, in order to identify where they match and where they don't. Take the organization that has life-saving rules or some variation of that. Do the leaders really know if the workforce believes that these are in place to help them be safer? Or do they think and believe that these rules are only there to catch them and discipline them? Leaders should spend about 50% of their time in the field doing values-based engagements instead of method-based observations. So go out and have a conversation. Do a values-based engagement against your favorite or most important value. Ask the following questions, then really listen to the answers. How does the mission, value, or goal impact you and make you go home safely? How does your supervisor, superintendent, general manager, or me show that they believe in this value, mission, or goal? How many times do they talk about it, or how many times do they visit and have a chat with you about it? And what is the relationship between this value, mission, or goal and other process tools, job safety analysis, standard operating procedures, work safety precautions, pre-task briefings? Ask those questions and collect the information from a few groups or individuals, then share what you learn with your leadership team. Talk about what that tells you. Take values-based engagements as a way to collect actionable information and use it to improve your organization.